Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is your only reward. I am your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew in the house. There's no surprise, we always do. Nicholas.
As we always do.
As we always do. This is your episode tonight. You excited to deliver it?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to dig this one.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's a Nick episode?
It's a Nick episode,
which are the fan favorites, I believe.
You think so?
I think so.
I'd be curious to pull.
Yeah, I want to pull. I want to pull on that.
Want to pull on that? Wait, maybe we should put a poll out. Who's your favorite host?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I wonder.
Interesting. Doc, do you believe that you would play?
I think I'm going with Andy because of the voice.
Well, sure.
You got the best voice.
Should I start talking weird?
Hey, hold on a second.
No.
Hey, girl.
Whatever you're doing is not helping your cut.
Not at all. I know.
First of all.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah, you have a question for me, or are you just saying my name?
Yeah. Do you feel like you would fare well in the poll on who is the best host?
No, he has a list.
Yeah, I have a list.
He does have a list.
And I have, of the five, I have the worst radio voice.
Oh, I think I'm worse.
But
I think I'm worse.
I mean, probably. I'm just
you're
being
both
nice.
Terrible. You're equally terrible. We're both bad at it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Four and five. Five
I think
and
if
five.
You took the poll, they'd be like, who's Brian? Is he on the show?
Oh, is he one of the crew?
But junior year of college, I did work as the news director at our on-campus radio station. And when every time I would show up for a weekly meeting, everyone would look at me like, who are you? But I did have a Sunday afternoon show.
Nice. What did you do?
They made a version of Star Wars that was red. Well, Nick would like it because he doesn't read books.
This is news to me.
True. I don't.
This is news to me.
Oh, you didn't know he worked for a radio station?
I didn't know he had a show.
Oh. I know. Yeah. I love learning about Scott, even though I don't give a crap about anything he has to say.
Bold jacket, green jacket.
Yeah,
it's like a train wreck. Yeah. You can't help but look away.
There's so much about Scott we do not know.
Now you know what it's like to be his brother.
I know.
Quite the enigma.
Just a giant shadow he casts.
Okay, tell me more about this.
It was a show, so we would do different segments, and for like 12 weeks or however long it took, it was literally the movie Star Wars, but audible. It's like read to you on the radio.
It's
like
an audio book.
An audio book before
the
audio book.
That's what you did? You read it on the air?
No.
Oh.
I just literally hit play.
Oh, wow.
And got a hot dog.
Well, no wonder they didn't know who you were.
That's great. God, I love it. God, I love audio books.
Now I know why he's married to Cindy.
And his love of hot dogs formed.
But it was a smooth jazz radio station, and I did one time play a Smashing Pumpkins song.
There you go.
Just to see what would happen, or what?
Well, it was
do you remember which one you played?
It was an instrumental song. Okay.
Did you call it the Cantina?
I did not call it. The
That'd be Pumpkins good. Got some jams. That's what I was curious. Yeah. So
BQ's anyway. With us. BM Queener on Instagram.
That's right. Follow me, guys. How we all doing?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
And Kelly Ray. You've already heard from him.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
And you're Andy.
And I am Andy. I think Andy. I said that at the top. But yeah, we're going off the rails here tonight. All right.
Well, this is the second recording of the evening. The drinks have been flowing.
It's true.
So,
and we haven't been together in a while.
So yeah.
You guys are drinking?
I quit. That's
right. We're having a slumber party tonight.
Are we? Yeah, are we really?
I'm
going to order some pizzas.
Pillow
They're fine. Supposed to be here hours ago.
I'm way more excited now.
Sleeping bags.
Let's jump to our question of the week here. It's a ridiculous would you rather, always my favorite. And it goes like this. Would you rather be stuck in a real-life Groundhog Day scenario? So you're repeating every day. If you haven't seen the movie, you just wake up and it's the same thing every
Yep,
every
that's my choice.
And you're the only one that remembers.
Wait a minute, isn't that your life?
Exactly. Exactly.
Or
I don't need that.
Every single meal you eat tastes like plain oatmeal. So the joy of eating is taken away from you.
Every day.
I'm going Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Tell me.
We live in the same day.
I'll be the same day. I want some different food, though.
Man, you do become dominant of that.
But you're picking Groundhog Day. You're picking the same day over and over again.
My life's pretty cool.
I was going to counter that with, your life isn't that great to relive it every day.
Wow.
No, Nick, are you going the other way then?
Perspective has changed.
That's what I'm struggling with.
You really like oatmeal that much?
No, I don't. That's what I'm struggling with because you guys know I'm a foodie guy.
Yeah.
You know, I like to cook.
Okay.
So that's a problem for me.
Caveat here. If you're doing Groundhog Day, are you eating the same thing? So you're eating the same thing every day?
calories don't matter anymore.
That's a good point. Calories brought up a good point. That's a great point.
All I can do is think of the movie, and he could do whatever he wanted within that free day. Will.
I feel like you just made an argument for not picking Groundhog Day because you're eating the same three meals every day.
Scott's right though. You have the same day, but like he picked different things to do that day. So
he had the free will. It was everybody else.
So that's kind of that's why I definitely go with the I'll take the same day and I'll do whatever I want, change it up, whatever. Yeah.
Does it specify the kind of oatmeal? Just want to clarify.
Plain.
Oh,
okay. Just plain oatmeal.
We're not maple and brown sugaring this bad boy.
Then that's a no-brainer. Maybe if you throw a maple brown sugar, maybe I'm thinking oatmeal.
No.
Let's change that to Nick's biscuits and gravies every day.
Okay, now we're talking.
So you're giving a benefit to the food.
Okay.
No. For a while.
I mean, right? I mean but you're going to die in like a year.
I'm really sick of this. I mean,
that, you know what? I'm going to change my answer if it's Nick's biscuits and gravy.
I'm still doing Groundhog Day. They're not that good.
Oh wow.
Now you know what you're
doing. Wow. All right, guys.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Let me say that.
Everybody cool out.
Let's remove Nick from the equation.
We know he's full of crap.
He's getting ready to punch me.
He's lying. We know he's lying.
He's lying.
I'm giving the jib jab.
I mean, I think I would go with the food tasting the same every day because I can't imagine living the same day every single day.
But remember, you got the free will to change it up every day.
How do you have free will to change it up if it's like, the same day every
day? I'm thinking
of
the movie Groundhog Day, remember? He did different things.
Well, no, he tried to because he realized it, but I feel like the question is, no matter what happens, it's the same thing. Yeah. Every single day.
I got you.
So I don't know how much.
Yeah.
Let's ask it this way, then.
But he also learned how to play piano and
beautifully, I might add.
That's a great movie.
What if it's just the best day you've ever had? Would you like to relive that every day of your life eat the oatmeal?
That's another thought I was having. Is it a great day or is it a crappy day? Who knows? I mean, if it's just an average day.
It's Tuesday. Just a regular Tuesday.
If it's just a regular Tuesday.
What if you could choose the day? Like, go back in time and choose the day.
That wasn't part of it. I feel like it's an average day. You go to work. You come home. It's just an average day.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know.
You do it right now.
No, I know I do it right now, but I've like had this conversation with my wife about this, you know, especially our younger years. Gentlemen, everybody that's in this room.
Yeah.
You know, I've been married a long time and...
Could she be on the show? Because you're killing me.
Well, I would get some pushback about going out with my friends. And I remember having the conversation where they would be
no way.
I cannot do the same thing every day. I can't just go to work.
Oh, we talked about
come
this.
Come home, eat dinner, you know, and then go to bed and do it all over again. I need a variety in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my stance on it. That's why I don't know if I could do the same thing every single day.
That's why I'm not married.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the movie Office Space where he says, you know, we weren't meant to work in cubicles all day long.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's a great quote.
Yeah.
Where do you work, Nick?
In a cubicle.
Does it change if it's a work day versus a weekend day?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it,
definitely.
It impacts the decision, but is it enough to
Because they're both terrible things to have to go through.
Weekend?
Marriage?
I love my wife. Oh, man. I enjoy my marriage.
Your wife is awesome.
She's great.
She's great.
But no, they're both terrible situations. Just reliving the same day or eating everything tasting the same. They're both terrible.
I almost see the oatmeal as a bonus because food is now not interesting to me.
And no longer has a priority.
I get much healthier.
Yeah, you would think.
And I still get to progress. That's the thing, right? I mean, to grow forward, whatever that may be, the podcast, for example, you never see growth. You never see advancements.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Tough either way.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We've given too much time to this.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I don't even have notes. Anybody know who sent that in? I don't think so. Anyway.
It was Trevor. Thanks, Trevor.
Beginning with a T.
You want to send a question to us, you can find us at our email. And that's at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. We got a website, all the socials. You can find that in the show notes. All right. I think we have come to the point where it is your show, Nicholas. Take it away, brother.
You're handing it over?
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we are going to do fictional sports teams. Does that make sense to everybody?
I'm kind of excited, but I'm kind of worried.
I love sports movies.
Brian's
like staring me down.
I like the topic. I like it a lot. I love it. I'm not saying I'm going to do well, but I love the topic. I do. I
feel like I'm generally not good at remembering that information.
I get that. I mean,
It depends on.
I feel like I do a lot of sports and movies trivia. Is it combining the two?
Is it the movies that they are part of, or is it the name of the teams?
It might be a little bit of each.
We'll
oh, okay.
I'm gonna go. Like my guess here is, I think Andy's gonna win this one.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
See, but both. I like true stories. So
yeah, these are not true
teams,
stories. These are
right?
fictional.
Okay, I changed my answer. I'm going Scott. Dummy.
I don't know about that.
No, these are fictional sports teams, so movies.
I got like teams going through my head right now.
I'm
like,
trying to remember if I did all movies.
Like what was that team like in the 70s? Like the
not going to help you.
The black football team, and they were like really good.
Oh, that was a true story.
Yeah, like the gods before the Greek mythology.
Oh, I remember the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
we retired this already.
I thought we decided to shut that one down.
We haven't done yet.
I thought we did decide that.
Eat your oatmeal and read your question.
Well, I'll read a quick synopsis, and then you can ring the bell and everything else from there. So, fictional sports teams in film and television bring humor, drama, and heart to the screen. These made-up teams often reflect real-world dynamics from underdog triumphs to outrageous rivalries. Whether set in a small-town gym, dusty battlefields, or absurd alternate leagues, they give creators freedom to exaggerate, satirize, or inspire without real-world constraints. Often led by eccentric coaches or flawed heroes, these teams become symbols of perseverance, teamwork, and identity. Despite being fictional, many have left a lasting impact on pop culture, with fans quoting lines, wearing jerseys, or even playing the invented sports themselves. They remind us that the love of the game, no matter how ridiculous or unsettling, can unite people or create lasting stories.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty good,
I'm inspired.
Huh?
Inspired.
The most I've heard you talk continuously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without stutters.
I can't take full credit for it. I do get help for that.
You have to take full credit for that.
I don't know if I can.
You delivered.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway. All right. So
can you say that again one more time?
that is not a question. I'm not repeating that. But you guys get the gist of it, right?
Basically, what I got. I like sports movies are inspiring, even when they're fictional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's the whole idea. These are sports scenes and movies that are not real.
I like it.
Ready? Right? Ring that bell.
Do it.
I like it.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on fictional sports teams. Here's how it works. Nick's going to read the question. The rest of us will write our answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, guys, be ready. He's got a quick trigger. We will show our whiteboards, and if we get it right, who's giving us a point?
I am.
Okay, Ray.
Ray's got it.
And if we get it wrong, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top.
All right. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep, sir.
Question one.
Let me get my board.
As we do, it's a bit of a layup, in my opinion. If you get this wrong, I think I might actually kick you off the show. If I have that power, I may use it. All right,
I'm scared now.
I don't like the pressure.
I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared.
Well,
now.
I feel good about the topic.
I guess you could get it wrong, but I think it's a layup. What fictional 1930s New York baseball team does Roy Hobbs join, hitting a legendary home run that shatters stadium lights in the Natural?
Kelly doesn't know. He says.
So it's New York. What?
Don't help him.
I don't have it.
B looks good.
Yeah.
You look confident.
Sports movie. I don't have it.
You don't have it? Really?
I'm with you. It's my favorite sports movie, and I do not have it. The New York, the name of the team?
Yeah. The New York what? What do they call it? Really? Are we? Oh, wow.
Hundo. I got it.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I have confidence in you. Don't look at it. Don't do that. Scotty, you feel good, right?
I feel good.
Good.
Andy?
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
I hate myself right now.
For an entire first season, I ate crap.
Let's not do this all day.
I ate crap for not knowing Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
In this one, you guys don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair.
Mine was a flat out, like, just brain fart of a, like, aneurysm, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Go pick a pizza or something.
All right, one more time. I'm going to read it one more time.
Do you have something done?
I have something.
I'm going to give it one more time. I'm not going to read the whole question. What team did Roy Hobbs play for in the movie The Natural?
Oh, wait.
Oh, Andy, it hit Andy. Good for you.
If you get it right and I get it wrong, I'm going to punch you.
I think that's good. All right, we are going to reveal. Everybody turn their boards. Kelly, I'm waiting on you.
Oh, thank God.
We have, Kelly's still hesitant, we have the Knights from Scotty from Brian and from Andy, and Kelly has the Giants. Three of the four guys are correct. It is the New York Knights.
I don't know what happened there. Thank
goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know
what did it for me that it hit me. It just hit me.
I'm not talking for the rest of the episode.
I remember it from the uniform more than anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say right now. I'm a little bit taken aback. I didn't expect this.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of this with this topic.
That's possible, but not for this one.
For that one. I mean,
not for this one.
That one's damning if you get it
right. I don't want to read the flavor
you
text.
You barely got it.
No, I totally landed it, though.
Like,
looks like a line drive in the scorebook, baby.
Man.
hey, Kelly.
Come back to Earth.
Yeah.
So The Natural, based on a novel. I don't know if I'm heartbroken. I'm not sure what it is. I was not prepared for somebody to miss this one.
You cannot be more madder.
More madder?
At me than I am at myself. I said more madder.
I agree with that.
Okay. He's so mad he can't speak.
I mean, do you remember what number Roy Hobbs wore? I'll give you a chance to maybe redeem yourself a little bit.
I don't want to talk anymore.
First number that came in my mind. I don't know if I'm right.
It was number 9. It was inspired by Ted Williams. A couple of fun facts.
Obviously.
Based on a book. And it was mimicked Ted Williams. That's why he did. Yeah.
I mean, it's the fantasy if you're a kid baseball player or even an adult for that matter. It's the reigning spark.
Yeah. It's not my favorite baseball movie. Okay. Is it yours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It was mine.
No. I mean, I like it, but it's not my favorite. No?
What's yours?
I mean, that's tough.
I'm Major Leaguer Bull Durham. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Those are my two.
I was going to say Major Leaguer Field of Dreams.
We've had this discussion before.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
And I was mad. One of my nephews brought up the fact that we did not mention The Sandlot.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a great one. That's a really good baseball one.
Yeah, we have talked about this because we have brought up League of Their Own. The best overall.
I love that movie.
Movie.
And mine's The Natural.
I might have to change my answer. It might be League of Their Own. Yeah. I do love that
as far
movie.
As just being a great movie.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Baseball aside, even.
Right? Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So we're just going to move on and try to forget that ever happened.
Okay.
It's the New York Knights.
Man.
Kelly knows now. Everybody knows it.
I'm going to start drinking heavier, I think. All right.
You live and you learn.
Question number 2. In the movie Dodgeball, a true underdog story, what is the name of the flashy, over-the-top dodgeball team led by White Goodman that faces Average Joe's Gymnasium? That's a lot of J's. Average Joe's Gymnasium in the finals. So,
really hoping you'd go for the Vince Vaughn team.
Yeah, that's the one I knew for sure.
So, Vince Vaughn plays for Average Joe's. What is the name of the team they face in the finals, led by White Goodman, played by Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows this?
I feel like I'm missing a word. I think I had a read on it, but I feel like I'm missing a word.
I have a guess. Like,
I got.
Yeah, I can't really give you any hints on that part.
I put something down, but I think it's from a different movie.
Yeah, I'm confident that it's wrong.
It's not the New York.
I feel like I'm missing
either.
A word. I feel like I'm missing a word.
Is it going to be a thing now?
Yeah,
It might be. I'm okay with it. I'm trying to move past it. I'm having trouble. All right. So in the movie Dodgeball, who do the Average Joe's Gymnasium play against? Let's flip it the boards. We have the Purple People Eaters from Andy. No, Global Gym from Brian. Blue Steel from Kelly. The Vipers from Scotty.
Right.
I'm not going to give any of y'all credit.
Yeah.
Because it is the Global Gym Purple Cobras.
Okay. See, I was thinking of the gym. I wasn't thinking actual.
Yeah. You guys remember that?
Because they're coming in the. Yeah.
The snake thing?
I knew it was a snake. I could think of the emblem, but I.
I was just thinking of the gym name, though. I wasn't. You know what I mean?
You had half of it correct.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
How?
Do that again, Nick.
Which part?
Yeah.
I love it. So this movie is...
We have a pirate on our team?
Steve the Pirate.
I love that.
I do love this movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Love this movie. This movie
you
was
dodge
past...
a wrench.
You dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's right.
There was just so many great... There's so many great one-liners in it. Ben Stiller is ridiculously hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That nobody makes me bleed my own blood line.
I know you. You know I know you.
Yeah. Some of the most ridiculous. But this movie was passed on by studio after studio until Ben Stiller got involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So Vince Vaughn played Peter LaFleur. Do we remember that part? Right.
Yep.
Sure.
receives a phone message about overdue DVDs, but DVDs were not even invented at the time this movie was taking place.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So I found some like weird anomalies. Like this movie is like supposed to like take place in like 1995.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Was that dubbed in after the fact?
No. No, I mean, because it
didn't come out till later, but it was supposed to take place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 years after the movie's setting is when DVDs came out. Wow. A Global Gym ad at the beginning implies the movie takes place in 1993.
Uh-huh. So that's what I was going to say. And I don't remember that when it was supposed to take place.
Right.
Yeah. How obvious that was.
Contemporary.
No, it wasn't obvious.
Yeah. Because
It seemed modern day to me.
Sure.
Right.
But
I thought so too. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
But other details like the presence of the flip phone and ESPN8 being on the air since 1999 suggests it was set later. Mm-hmm. So there's just like some inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who cares? It's a comedy. Issue.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, sure.
Anybody remember the 5 D's of dodgeball?
Duck, dodge.
Dodge is number one.
Duck.
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 Divert.
Dip. Dive. And dodge again. Dodge just twice.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the American Dodgeball Association of America. That's another great one. It's a great movie. I've seen it too many times.
Apparently.
All right. We're moving on. All right. Number three. Here we go. In the satirical sports comedy Basketball.
Mm.
Okay.
I knew this was coming.
Which team do protagonists Coop and Reamer form and lead? So what is the name of the two main characters, right?
Yeah, I can't.
Those guys, do you remember the name of their team?
No.
And what I'm looking for is the city and the team.
Oh, come on.
If you just get the team, I will take it. If you get the city and the team, that's great. But I will just take the team.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, well, now, so there's no advantage to writing the city down.
There's no advantage. There's no advantage.
What if you get the city?
What? If you just get the city? No, I want the name of the team. I want their, like, their, not logo, but.
Because I thought I knew both, but I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah, I don't remember the city.
No, I
do. Really?
Yeah.
No. Man, this is way harder than I thought it was going to be for you guys. That's why I'm giving flexibility on this question. I
appreciate it.
I remember from this movie is no journey fake outs. Like, that's all I honestly.
All right. Does everybody have an answer at this point? All right. So I'll reread the question real quick. So the movie Basketball, the two main characters, what team do they play for? What team do they form? Let's go ahead and reveal. Andy has the Bears. Brian has the Rollers.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly is abstaining, and we have the Bears from Scotty.
The Milwaukee?
You two are correct. It is Milwaukee Bears, yes.
That would have been my guess based on knowing the name.
Right.
You know, wow, man.
Did you go?
Yeah. I am really shocked right now.
You feel like you'd be strong on these? Like, as you're writing them, you're like...
I kind of, like, all most of the... I have a ginormous list of teams I just did off memory. And that's where I started with. Wow. And then I just kind of handpicked them and then started going from there.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, growing up, we watched sports movies. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
If we were watching a movie, it was going to be a sports movie.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, I mean, we got a while to go. We'll see how we do.
No, it's still early. It's only question three, but basketball, you guys remember the film at least, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Based off of a real life game.
Matt Turner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So based off a real life game that director David Zucker created and played with his friends in the driveway. Yeah. So I always thought this was created and everything by the guys from South Park. Yeah. I thought it was their movie. It wasn't.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It was not theirs. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. David Zucker, Zucker Brothers. Yeah. I know Scotty knows those guys.
Yeah.
From movies. Yeah. I thought it was their movie this whole time.
No.
It was not. No. All right. We're going to move on. I'm not feeling good for you guys. Really not. We're moving on to a hockey movie. B?
Okay.
Ooh. Hockey.
I'll be hit and miss.
Kelly's mad over there.
The movie Slapshot. What minor league hockey team becomes infamous for their brutal fighting and the chaos caused by the Hanson brothers? So, the team in the movie Slapshot.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Really? Man.
Mm-mm. I got you, Nick.
Thanks. Thank you, Scotty.
But I only know it, once again, because of the uniform.
That does help.
Sure.
Yeah.
Think of
the jersey. The name is on the jersey.
I can picture the
The name is on the jersey, and at this point, I will even just take the name. If you don't have the city, I will still take it. If you just have the name,
good. And I'm glad because I'm shaky on the city.
Are you?
So I didn't write it down. I think I know what it is, but I'm not sure.
Well,
it's a good movie.
It's great similar movie to the name on the jersey.
I might go.
Yeah,
over.
It helps you out.
I might go over.
Wow. I honestly,
I kind of hope so. But
I was not prepared for this. I did not think it would be this difficult for you guys.
Well,
man. All right.
We got several questions to go.
Yeah. Read it again. So the movie Slapshot. What's the name of the minor league hockey team, the main team in the movie Slapshot?
Yep.
All right. You guys ready? Reveal. Andy with the Slappers. Brian with That's the crazy. Bulls. Slappers. I know. Two completely made up names. Kelly and Andy both have Slappers. Thank God that we have Scott here. He has the Chiefs, and that is the correct answer.
All right.
It is the Charleston Chiefs.
Okay. When you say that, it kind of does ring a bell now, honestly. Yeah. I never would have got there, but when you say it, I'm like,
Yeah.
Was it?
Man, this Kelly? Is a classic film.
Was it because he said it's similar to the name of the city?
Slap Shatters.
It's just, yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Well, Charleston, that
wicked slapper.
I'm really having trouble with this. I did not expect this to be so difficult for you guys.
Stop being friends with us?
Scott's doing good.
No,
Scott's.
How many have we had?
Four. We're only on question four. I know there's plenty of time.
And Andy's gotten two out of four. I mean, we're... Yeah, yeah.
So it is the Charleston Chiefs. You know, the movie Slapshot.
No one likes you.
I'm trying to read fun facts and stuff like that, but you're making it difficult.
My bad. I'm sorry.
So Steve and Jeff Carlson, who played the Hanson brothers counterparts in the film, were actual players on the Johnstown Jets, along with their brother Jack. So real guys, like real hockey players.
Yeah.
Like the Hanson brothers,
like Mbop.
Yes.
Have you seen Slapshot? Do you know the movie?
I don't think I've ever seen start to finish.
Yeah. So Paul Newman, the Hanson brothers, the three twins, the only three I could name. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the premise of the movie, the hockey team's terrible, but so they just get really rough and violent, and they draw a big crowd.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a comedy.
Tape recordings of real locker room conversations were used to punch up the script, adding to the film's realism.
So I like that.
There you go. All right, moving on to question number five. I don't know what to say at this point.
Nick's disappointed.
I'm not feeling good about this. This one is more in your guys' wheelhouse, I like to think.
That's what you said before.
We're going to TV now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
The TV show is Family Guy. Which British football team, known for their ridiculous uniforms and dainty behavior, does Peter Griffin briefly play for after being released by the New England Patriots? So the episode, he plays for the Patriots.
Wow.
They release him, and he goes and plays for another team.
Oh, man.
Okay. And again, I don't care if you even get the name of the city. If you just give me the name of the team, I will take that. At this point, I'm almost willing to take just the location.
I got nothing.
No, okay. Idea. You guys remember the episode, right? He plays for the New England Patriots.
I remember the episode.
Remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They eventually cut him.
Yeah.
I forget exactly what he did, and he goes somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
Not a clue. I do know what you're talking about, but I'm not a clue. Not a clue.
You're gonna. I mean, you'll definitely know when I say it. I know we say that a lot.
I don't.
Do you have it, Scotty?
No,
does anybody have it?
I do not. And I'm.
All right. I'm gonna give a clue. The team that he goes to play for is not an American team. Does that help you at all?
A little bit, but I knew that already.
Okay.
That's what I thought already. So no,
okay, that doesn't help me. I don't know what else I can give you. And the team name is two words. Does that help a little bit?
It changes my answer.
Wow.
I really got nothing.
I'm gonna need more to drink.
I'm gonna stick with this answer right here. I got nothing. Wow. I have nothing. I really don't. Ooh.
Kelly's all right, quiet.
I'm going to read this one more time, and then we're going to reveal. So the show Family Guy, Peter Griffin plays for the New England Patriots for a period of time. He gets released and then goes to play for another football team. And I've divulged that it's not an American team. It is two words for the name of the team, not the location. Who does he go to play for? Again, this team is ridiculous uniforms and a dainty behavior. All right, let's reveal. We have the Dandy Boys from Andy, Brian abstained. South Africans from Kelly and the Silly Men from Scotty. Scotty, you're probably the closest. It is the London Silly Nannies.
Silly Nannies.
I had nannies in my head, but I couldn't fit it into my answer.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
I was halfway there. Nick?
Yeah, as I said, you were the closest.
Yeah, I'll try to help you.
Yeah, you guys remember the episode, right?
I do.
Yeah. I do remember the episode. I do not remember that. That didn't even ring a bell when you said it, honestly. I do remember the episode,
rugby uniforms, if I recall.
Yeah.
So this episode, they originally wrote it with Bill Belichick in mind. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember. I remember seeing it, but I can't remember why he didn't sign on. So they end up with Tom Brady to play that role. Yeah. That's initially they wanted to go with. Oh, my gosh. So that's five. I don't want one, but let's do a score check.
We're going to have to do a score check, and I'm going to start from the bottom. Uh-oh. And it's here. I have zero.
Kelly Ray.
Brian has one. Andy has two. Mm-hmm. And Scott has three. Three out of five is not bad.
Okay.
Not terrible. That's a hard question.
All of them have been hard.
Well, for you.
All of them have been hard.
For some.
Right.
You know, I mean, when I write an episode, I try to write it where I think six or seven should be the winner. Okay. And there should always be one question that is super difficult that most people would not know.
Definitely.
That's usually my mentality.
Thanks.
Okay. So you're on track for the 6 to 7 range. Well, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Kelly, you're on track to be the second one to offer a trivia.
Yeah, to match Dr. Ofer.
Yes. All right. All right, here we go. Question number six. What ABA team from the movie Semi-Pro does Jackie Moon coach, own, promote, and play for while trying to win their way into the NBA? And again, since you guys are struggling so much, so listeners, you guys should know the city and name of the team. But for you gentlemen, I will allow simply the team name if you don't know the actual city name.
Got you.
I hope.
Very kind of you.
No, it's never seen
Love
the movie.
Me sexy. So,
you've never seen the movie?
Mm-mm.
You have no idea.
Come up with it.
Mm-mm. No idea. Brian, you're confident. Yeah. Scotty, I feel like you should know this.
Halloween costume one year, I believe.
Yes. All right.
Well done.
Yeah. I'm going to read this question one more time. At nice, easy pace to give Kelly a little bit more time. So, in the movie Semi-Pro, what team, ABA team, does Jackie Moon coach, own, promote, and play for while trying to win their way into the NBA? So only so many teams. I'm really dragging this out. So many teams were able to go to the NBA. Do you guys remember that? And you know they had to finish like in the top four.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of promotions.
Will Ferrell, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Andre 3000.
Yeah. Andre 3000. Yep. One of our favorite rappers. Yeah.
Yep.
Commentators. Will Arnett. He was hilarious in that.
He was good.
That. Yeah.
He's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
So at this point, I'm going to have to require all of you to reveal said answers. Let's reveal. Andy has the Jumpers.
No clue.
Nobody would name it that anyway. Come on, Andy. You do better. We got the Tropics from Brian. Kelly has the San Diego Thunder. Not even close. And the Tropics from Scotty, the two Queener guys, are correct. It is
work.
Flint Tropics. Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
I knew that, yeah.
Thank you for giving me some kind of hope. With you guys. So, yes, it is the Flint Tropics.
The right. Flint Tropics.
Flint as in Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Yeah, I'm familiar with the city.
I was way off on San Diego.
San Diego Thunder is what you came up with, yeah.
Sounds like
I was there.
Like, I don't even want to read the flavor text anymore. I'm so disappointed at this point. I'm really feeling terrible.
Half of us got it. Right.
I know. Yeah, that's true, yeah. So, the song Love Me Sexy, Jackie Moon's signature song.
Fantastic.
Came from Will Ferrell's improvisation during a scripted table read. Like, so he just came up with that. That's that song's legit. He came up with it. Yeah. Director Kent Alterman shared the recording with producer Nile Rodgers, who used it to create that song.
That's so, awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Some details in the film are inaccurate for a 1970s setting. For example, the Flint Arches, I guess that was the real team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Featured in one scene were not built until... The Flint Arch is not a team. It's a structure, I guess.
But
arches, they were not even built until 2003. Yeah. So the fact they're in the movie is not accurate. What else do I have here? Will Ferrell has stated that this movie would be his last sports movie, which is a damn shame.
Is that really?
True? Oh, yeah. I'm not sure why. I couldn't find why he said that, but he said this is his last sports movie. Probably because Kelly doesn't know any of the answers, and like he must have predicted it.
So what year do you have the year on that movie or no?
The year on the movie? Oh, the release of it?
Yeah.
Shoot, I do not. I don't remember.
The only reason I'm asked, like Kicking and Screaming, is that a sports movie?
That's
like
what I
was that later?
You know? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that was before or after. Good call.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Yeah.
Blades of Glory or whatever.
That was before as well, if I recall.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, Blades of Glory.
Talladega Nights.
Yes. All great movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's not.
So we're going to move on to question seven.
Okay.
And I'll wait for Brian and Scott to get them correct and Andy and Kelly not to.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
Andy, this one's for you.
Oh, boy.
What fictional English football club? English football club. Coached by an American with no soccer experience. Competes in the
Premier League. I love this.
The show Ted Lasso. What team does Ted Lasso coach in England? So the main team in Ted Lasso, that soccer club.
Thank you, Nick. I am super upset right now because I've watched that series twice. I love that show.
Yes.
And now I'm like drawing a blank. That's driving me crazy.
That one was for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel good.
Kelly, I can say I've kind of been there where you are right now, where nothing is just clicking, you know. And for the listeners, you know, when we do these shows, we do indulge stuff like that. Sure. So obviously, you know, sometimes it gets hard to remember stuff. I get that.
And it's birthday week.
Is birthday week. You know,
not my birthday.
So I get that. I understand it. For like a question or two, but we're on question seven.
I am so mad.
I'm very upset at myself right now. Like, I love this show, and like, I got nothing.
So I'm going to ask this one more time.
Yeah.
Give you guys a little bit extra time.
Got me kidding.
So we're talking the show Ted Lasso.
Do you know it, Scott?
I think so.
So Ted Lasso, starring Jason Sudeikis. He's an American football coach, American football, that gets hired by an English football team. You know, England. He has no experience in soccer.
Glock.
But what?
Hey,
what is the name of that?
Not helping at all.
What is the name of the organization? All right, I'm gonna have to ask everyone.
I can't believe I can't
to reveal.
I got nothing.
All right, Brian's got nothing. Andy has the AFC Richmond Greyhounds.
Yep, that's it.
We have the Englanders from Kelly, which is completely wrong, and AFC Richmond from Scott.
Unbelievable.
Andy and Scott are correct. It is AFC Richmond. They are the Greyhounds as well. I wasn't requiring the mascot, but AFC Richmond is all I was asking for.
I can't believe I couldn't. Yeah.
Another Halloween costume for the doc.
I'm mad about that.
I'd like, actually,
because really I love like that show. I love
it. Yes. It's such a good show.
That show was the first season of that was like a game changer as far as TV goes to me. I'm going that heavy on it. That show is amazing.
It was so.
And the fact that I couldn't come over is going to drive me crazy.
I mean, to have a character in a show that was so like heartwarming, that someone you just rooted for.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
The whole time. And the show just did not keep getting better, unfortunately.
Like the dart scene, me and Kelly talked about that.
I love that dart scene.
Oh, the dart scene.
The dart scene is great.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
You know, be curious.
Be curious.
Be curious. You remember that.
Richmond.
AFC Richmond.
Ah, Virginia.
What does AFC stand for, Andy?
Athletic Football Club, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Sounds made up.
As opposed to a non-athletic football club?
Yeah, maybe.
Well.
The NFAC?
Man. So.
We're at eight.
Ted Lasso originated from a series of commercials that NBC Sports did. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, yeah.
So, Andy, as you put on your board, AFC Richmond is a Greyhound. That's your mascot.
Yep.
A symbol often associated with loyalty and guardianship. Yeah, if you didn't know that. AFC Richmond became a playable team in EA Sports FIFA 23. You guys know that? I did not know that. I don't play video games.
Yeah, they actually put it on the game. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you play with them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I buy that game every year. And yeah, I knew that.
So, and I do know that Ted Lasso was based off Jason Sudeikis, his high school basketball coach.
Really?
And the reason I know that for sure is because my older brother, Bobby, mm-hmm. and went to, it was like a I don't want to call it convention or whatever for like work, and he was a speaker.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Apparently, Jason Sudeikis was a great ball handler, passer, possibly shooter, but terrible at defense.
Yeah.
And what did he say? Like he had a name for him. Like he removed the D from part of his name or something like that because he didn't play defense.
Great. But AFC Richmond, right? Isn't the emblem like a stag or a buck?
No,
like
I believe it's like a greyhound.
It should be a greyhound. It's a dog, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
AFC Greyhound.
Thinking of a different logo.
They play in the fictional park, Nelson Road, which is played in the actual park, Selhurst Park, which is where Crystal Palace plays their football. And it's the exact same color scheme, which is why they chose that.
Yeah.
To be very honest with you.
Bonus.
Every time I hear the name Crystal Palace when it comes to I think of a local strip club.
Pause.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. We're going to question eight. After this one, Kelly, let's get a score check. No matter how much we don't want to do one for you.
Oh, I want to do one.
Okay, here we go. Number 8 in the movie Varsity Blues. Okay. What is the name of the Texas high school football team that both Lance Harbor and Johnny Moxon play for? So the main team in the movie.
Do we need the city and the...
Again, I'm going with just give me something. Gosh. If it's any part of the answer, I probably will take it.
In which movie again? Sorry.
So we're talking Varsity Blues.
Okay.
The school that the main characters, which are, you know, Johnny Moxon, which is played by James Vanderbeek. And we have Lance Harbor, which is played by
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, what high school football team do they play for? I would love.
I've seen the movie. I got nothing.
I would love to have like the full name. Like,
I got it.
The name of the whole. You have to. I appreciate that.
I got nothing. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I appreciate you do, Scotty. How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah. At this point, I would take just the mascot, or
I give
you
the team.
If you just gave me the name of the school, I would take it.
It's the best part of the
way. You know, ten. Give it a 10. Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob. Yeah.
All right.
Go to prom with me.
So I'm gonna read it again. Looks like everybody does have an answer, right? So we're looking for the main football team, the name of the school and team.
This is the worst
of the movie Varsity Blues. Okay. All right. Let's reveal. Andy with the West Canaan Coyotes.
That's it. That's it.
Brian does not have that.
Nope.
Neither does Kelly. Scotty does have Coyotes, and I said I would give it. You just had the mascot. It is the West Canaan Coyotes.
No, as soon as I saw it, like, that's it. As soon as I saw it,
I always have trouble saying the word Coyotes because it's C-O, and we say Coyotes.
Yeah.
I never enjoyed that.
You ever say Coyotes? I interchange them, and there's no rhyme
to the reason. But even if you say Coyotes, either way, but it's the Chi part, the C-O-Y, and that's Chi.
Coyotes?
Coyotes. It should be Coyotes, yes.
Yeah.
So
they're just shy wolves.
Yeah. So... both the Doc and Andy get credit for they get a point for that.
Yeah,
we all know this movie.
I love.
We don't this know. Movie. We don't necessarily know the name of the team. You know, the whipped cream bikini scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Larder.
Yes.
Allie Larder. What's her name?
Allie Larder.
Allie Larder.
There you go. Yes. There you go.
Darcy is her name on the show.
Yeah, there you go. The yeah, she's in the newer show. Landman.
I'll introduce you to her.
Yeah. She's had some improvements done. I'll just put it that way.
She's aged well, I think.
No, she's aged well. I'm just saying she's had improvements.
She's enhanced.
Done as well.
Enhanced. Right. She's good like work. Highlights with the hair.
Yeah,
and
yeah that's what he's
like an Avenger. They're,
get
they're,
a manicure.
They're enhanced. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Ford truck in the movie poster was never in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's not Billy Bob's truck or anything. That Ford truck was never in the movie. And I've always wondered about this. Hmm. So, you know, at the end of the, you know, near the end of the movie, you know, what's his, I just blanked on the name of the coach.
John Voight.
Yeah.
You know, they basically kick him out. You're no longer a coach.
Yeah, they kicked him out. Yeah.
And now the players are running the team.
Yeah.
What about all the assistant coaches? They're just hanging out now? They have no part of this anymore? Like, okay, the head coach did
John
wrong.
Voight didn't need an assistant coach, okay?
There was a ton of assistant coaches. This is Texas football. They probably had 35 assistant coaches.
It's a movie.
That's crazy. I'm just saying.
That never
occurred to you?
Never once.
Why are
none
of the assistant coaches were like, all right, we're taking over? You guys just kicked out the head coach, but I'm the head defensive.
Okay. Let me bring this up though real quick. So you're focusing on the no assistant coaches. I'm still thinking about the whipped cream bikini.
I'm sure.
I think your head's in the wrong place.
I'm sure.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. That just always made me wonder, like, how...
Where they go?
No adults decided to step up that were already part of this team. Because those assistant coaches are on the sideline still.
Are they?
If you watch the movie, I'm pretty sure they're still on the sideline. But Johnny Moxon's calling plays.
Hook and ladder, baby.
And they're just
There's another huge football movie about high school football. It's called Remember the Titans.
It's Texas.
I know you haven't seen it. But it reminds me of that.
Yeah, you can try to do that to try to take off of the fact that you guys are sucking at this so far.
Yeah, please take away the fact that I have not answered any
correct answers. We're at 8. That's 8 questions.
You got 2 more chances.
Yeah, two more.
Kelly,
I'm going to
ask you to give us a score recap.
After 8 questions, we have I have not answered any correctly.
We know.
I'm so disappointed. Brian has 2, Andy has 4, and Scott has 6.
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, that was one.
Nice job, Doc.
All right. Come on.
I need to go 1 and 2.
Mm. All right. Here we go. Number 9.
Yep.
Kelly. This is a movie you know well.
Okay, here we go.
It's a Hoosiers question, isn't it?
100% it is.
Oh, wow, I love it.
The small town Indiana basketball team.
Please just ask me the name of the school.
Pulls off a David versus Goliath win in the state championship in the movie Hoosiers. What is the name of the team from Hoosiers, the main team, not the team they played against, the team of the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The real team or the team in the movie is different.
The team in the movie. We're going to stick with the team in the movie, and I will take. Oh. Again, the location, the name of the city, if you would, or town. And I will also take the if you would, the mascot or what they are.
Okay.
So.
Andy's like, I don't know either.
Nothing.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
You know it? Okay.
I do know the movie, and I got
so they zero. They don't really push the far as like the mascot. They don't.
No, they don't.
But the name of the town is all over the place. Mm-hmm. So pretty, that's why I'm willing to give you that.
I'm going for one for 10.
So much I want to be like, you need to know both. I really do want to do that. But since I've given that in on other questions, I can't do that to you again because I think you should know both, Kelly. But I'm going to take either one. The name of the town
you've talked your way out of me erasing half my answer because I'm worried now that I don't know the team name. But
if you have the town or the name, the quote unquote mascot.
You know what? I'm going to try to. But I'm both.
Shoddy, I'm going to be very lenient on this. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to be very lenient.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about the movie Hoosiers. What is the name?
The I had school? A really funny answer. Then I think I actually got it right.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was kind of more excited about my bogus answer.
We'll look at the name of basically the high school, the basketball team from the movie Hoosiers. Yeah. All right. Let's reveal. We have the Hickory Huskers from Scotty. We have Hickory from Kelly, from Brian. And we... Scotty, Andy, I'm not going to read that because that's stupid. So the actual name is the Hickory High Huskers. So Hickory High. So Hickory well Huskers. Done, that's guys. The name. Yes.
Wait, is Hickory right then? Or
get Hickory is no? correct. I told you I would give you. Okay. I'm giving you that. Okay. It's like weird Jeopardy rules. I'm willing to give. Right.
I got you.
And they're it down for us.
Normally I wouldn't do that, but you guys are just crapping the bed so hard. I have to do that. At this point,
I got one. I'm happy tonight.
He got Hickory, so we have to give him the answer.
Okay, you almost made me erase Huskers, even though I'm like I'm almost 99% sure.
Wow,
yeah.
But I still wrote. I went out on a limb and said, you know what? I'm gonna leave both.
Gene Hackman and who's the other big actor in it?
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
They were sitting there when they're. You ever heard this story? I love it. I just heard this recently. They're recording the movie.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, he looked at him. He's like, "This is gonna ruin our careers." Like they both thought
that the movie's just gonna be that bad.
They thought it was that bad, and they like. So there's a scene where apparently they're on the bench and they're filming, and he says that to them, and they're like both like chuckling. The director's like, "What's going on?" And like that's what they were saying to each other. Like, this is gonna ruin our careers.
The picket
like,
fence.
Like yes. This is funny. Like you know. Like
do you remember character names or anything from the movie?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's hear some. I'm gonna see what kind of knowledge you got. Gene Hackman.
New York Knights.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Jimmy Chitwood's the best player. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Norm, I just blanked on his
Norm,
name.
Normandale.
Normandale. There you go. Shooter. That's what they called,
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. Yeah. I don't remember. I know there's one. What's the guy? Shoot. Now I'm blanking. Good job. I still would have got the school right.
Drunk.
Yeah. He was a drunk. Yeah. He's a kid played on the team.
It's been a while. Yeah. Yeah.
So the movie Hoosiers, based on a true story of, the Milan, or I guess, Milan. Milan or Milan? Milan? I mean, we're talking Midwest.
Sure. Probably Milan.
Probably not Milan. Probably Milan.
No.
Milan High School basketball team, which, despite being the smallest school in Indiana, won the state championship in 1954. Did you know that five of the actors who played played some of the players in the movie were suspended from their college teams after the film's release because the players were paid to play basketball violating the NCAA rules.
Oh, yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank God for NIL.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's...
Yeah, they were penalized 3 games, and they had to return the money. Wow. Yeah. I actually have the name of the players, but it's no way I really have ever heard of. Steve Holler, Jim Rail.
Jim Rail did
Mike
that?
Riggs. Yeah. Remember Greg Eckstein? Of Rollins, Florida.
David
Rollins College of
David
Florida.
Eckstein's dead.
Yeah, remember him? Yeah.
World Series MVP.
So... I don't know.
What was the one guy's name? Jim Dale?
Dale.
What was it something? What? Jim Dale? The names?
Yeah, Jim Dale.
We're in basketball.
Two first players. Names?
Jim Rail. R-A-Y-L.
Sorry, whatever. Yeah,
Jim Rail Jr., actually. There's more than one of them. He's the second one.
I didn't want to correct you.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I love it. Go ahead.
Best basketball movie of all time? Is it?
Yes, either that or He Got Game.
I'm going to throw a vote out for Blue Chips.
I love the movie Blue Chips.
I don't know, what's that one with the dog, Bud?
Oh, Air Bud. Air Bud. Yeah. I'm joking. Kevin Bacon, the air up there. Remember that one? Also,
White Man terrible. Can't
jump. The Jimmy Dillon Shake and Bake?
Oh, what's the one with the one dude? Yes. I'm not saying it's Hoosier's probably the best. Yeah. What's the one that was decent? The Long Road or something? Texas Tech?
Oh,
Glory Road.
Glory Road, yeah. It's,
you know,
yeah.
No, I'm not saying.
No, that was a good movie.
Hoosier, but I'm saying it's a good. Yeah.
That was in that era of like the biopic sports movies. Like when remember the Titans, all those.
Yeah. That's when that right. being said, good football. Like I think of all the sports, like basketball has the least good movies. Yeah. Just throw it out there.
Coach Carter.
There's, that was a good one. I know, but I'm saying, like, I feel like baseball, hockey, and football have better moves than basketball. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know if I could dispute that.
I disagree.
All right. We're moving on to question 10.
Explain yourself.
I don't know if there's any kind of race at this point. I didn't remember the scores.
I have anymore. One.
I tried to actually ignore when you read the scores. I think Scotty has a significant lead.
Yeah, I think he's got this.
Now I do, yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
7-4-3-1.
And Kelly, I know Kelly's not going to get this one. So, in the TV series Seinfeld.
Wow.
Oh.
What's the name of Jerry Seinfeld's softball team?
Ah, I knew that was
when good, George's aggressive play lands Bette Midler in the hospital. I'm looking for the name on the jersey.
I love it.
Name on the jersey. There's no city, there's no state or anything like that. It's just the name on the jersey.
I can see it.
This was my stumper.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's a stumper, and I'm a huge Seinfeld
dumper.
That's tough.
So it's the name on the jersey.
That's a tough question.
That's a tough question. Yes. And while you think about it, when I was writing this episode, Andy, I remember early on when we started writing episodes for this show, you told me, like, don't write episodes for stuff that you like, because then you don't get to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep doing that, because these, like, I wrote down these team names off memory.
Yeah,
wow. Like, I would have killed this episode. Yeah.
That's impressive.
I would have destroyed it. Well, except for, you know, if I'm, you know, overly intoxicated and do the whole brain fart and aneurysm thing that I've done in the past.
Pull the neck. Let's call it what it is.
The pull in the neck.
Are you talking about me right now?
Yes. But I think it's almost 2 pages of fictional sports team names in the hopper to do this again and again. But now I'm considering never doing this again because I'm so surprised at how poorly.
Please don't.
You guys are, you know, as a whole. Scott, you're holding your own. Okay. You know, well done.
All right.
Scott's solid.
Yeah, he's doing well.
I don't know this one.
Easy down.
All right.
Easy now.
So everybody's got an answer, but real quick.
I haven't written it down, but read it when we're done.
Okay. Quit messing around. What are you doing over there?
The TV series Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What is the name of Jerry Seinfeld's softball team? When George's aggressive play lands Bette Midler in the hospital. Mm. So I'm looking for the name on the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is wrong. Let me write something down.
I got nothing.
It's a single word.
Okay. Let me change something.
Yeah. I have a single word.
I'm going to throw out another little hint. It is not like a cougar or tigers or anything like that.
You just destroyed my dreams.
It's not the Bears or anything like that. It's definitely not the answer, Brian. All right, let's reveal.
I just came up with something. Never mind.
Do you have something? I'll give you a chance. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah, you've already won.
All right.
You sure?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you already won.
Because Andy has sluggers, which is wrong.
Way wrong.
Brian had Wildcats, which is wrong, which is an answer for another episode because Wildcats is from another movie that I do have listed.
Kelly Hahn.
Kelly has stupid, which I guess is describing his play tonight.
That's funny.
It was the questions.
And Scott has Rochelle, which is also not correct.
I like it, though. I like we had that.
It's improv.
I originally wrote down theater when you told me.
Improv. They were just improv.
You are the wind beneath my
man. Wow.
That's you're looking for the icy or whatever.
That's a tough question.
That's tougher. Well, wind beneath your wings. You were singing it.
The wind
beneath your wings. That might whenever Kramer sings it.
Yeah,
it's
hilarious.
So singing was actually dubbed in later.
Oh really?
Yeah, he couldn't remember the melody correctly when they're actually filming. Yeah,
am I right?
So, parody of real life scandal. The episode's main storyline involving Bette Midler's injury during a softball game and the subsequent spotlight on her understudy. Was it Janice? I can't remember her name. Janice or something like that. And so it's a parody on the infamous 1994 Tanya Harding Nancy Kerrigan incident. So the breakdown. When her shoelaces come undone, even directly referencing Harding's similar incident at the 1994 Olympics.
That's great. Yeah,
that's where it came from.
Was Jeff Galooly there?
Who?
Oh, Jeff Galooly.
That was the guy's answer, right?
Can we announce the scores?
So
salty.
That was 10 questions. Kelly, yeah, please let us know how everybody finished. From worst to first, please.
Kelly, who came in dead last?
Some guy with a girl's name had one.
He got one, though, baby.
Because I was very lenient. The original question, I wanted the answer to be Huskers only.
Kelly had one. Brian had three. Andy had four. And Scott, coming in with the win, with seven.
Bravo. Oh.
Well done, Doc.
Seven's a solid show.
That's a solid. Yeah. That's kind of what I expect when I write an episode.
You guys add your answers together, you beat me.
Well.
You add your points together.
You beat me. I know. What are you
arrogant say to that? Bastard.
Man. I'm kind of speechless.
You should rename the episode Nick's Mad the whole time.
Just, I don't know if I'm mad or just disappointed. Disappointed? Just surprised?
Nick, this is how I feel when we do a geography category.
I can see that, you know.
It's how I feel with cooking, so
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand where you guys are coming from. Yeah. You know?
We know what we know.
I know my movies more than other things. Who needs to know science and geography? We got movies out there.
Social studies.
Oh, man. Well, good job, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.
Tiebreaker, who gives a crap? Because, you know, we don't need one. But it was going to be, it's going to have to do with the runtime of the movie, of the book, The Natural, as an audiobook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As an audiobook. Well,
wow. Yes.
The New York Knights.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. So, but staying in, Kelly, put your headphones back on. Put them back on. We got a little bit of time left. Yes, I am kind of curious, though. What is your favorite sports movie?
The Natural.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You can't say that now. You can't. You have to pick a different one.
Is that a serious question?
You got a game.
What is yours?
Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. You have expressed that before.
Yeah. Rocky.
All right. Well, okay, what's your number two then?
Ooh.
You can't watch Rocky.
Rocky 2.
No Rocky movies. Pick something else.
No.
Actually, you know what? Tell me your second favorite boxing movie that's not Rocky.
Ooh.
Boxing specific, I not like Rocky. That. Give me
like
that one.
That. I like
Think
that.
About it. Probably, I'll come back to you.
Probably The Fighter.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Good
fantastic.
Choice.
That's a great movie.
But like second favorite sports movie, and this is not a diss, Remember the Titans. I love that movie.
No, it's
like,
a great movie.
It's up there for me. I'm not saying that's it. I'm thinking it through. Sure. But that is a fantastic
movie. Sure. Andy, what's yours? Bend It Like Beckham or something?
Well done.
Yeah?
No.
Maybe? Ladybugs?
Natural is definitely...
I don't know that many soccer movies, but that's one of them. That's one of them.
Gosh.
What do you got?
The Natural is definitely my favorite baseball movie. I would have a real hard time differentiating between that and Remember the Titans as best sports movie.
Sure. I dig it.
Like an equal tie there.
Well, I'm struggling. It's definitely a baseball movie. I mean, it's probably Bull Durham. It's probably my favorite
baseball movie. That's solid. That's solid.
But yeah, every time I... answer, I want to say no, it's this, but I think I'll go Bull Durham.
Yeah, one of the more realistic of all baseball movies for sure,
according to actual ball players.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Kelly, do you know any of the names of any of the movies or anything?
I mean, it is The Natural.
idiot.
And which team was that?
Can you name one actor from the movie?
Other
is it Brad Pitt?
Yeah, close enough. Or
Redford, yeah.
Redford, do you know any other actors in there? Do you know who played Bump Bailey?
Diabetes.
He died recently.
Blood sugar.
He died recently.
Check it off.
Do you guys remember who played Bump Bailey? He died recently. No.
Oh, hold on. No. I got it. Madsen.
Yes, Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen.
He played Bump Bailey. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll go with, The Natural is probably my favorite, but a couple of basketball movies. Hoosiers is one.
Sure.
He Got Game.
You're a big fan of He Got Game. You really are.
I just love the Public Enemy.
Sure. I did the song, but Ray Allen is a terrible actor. Terrible actor. Just really bad. And there's not a ton of basketball in them. I mean, there's basketball in the movie, but it's not.
He's a crap basketball player, too.
I do not agree with that.
I'm joking. I know Kelly loves him. I'm teasing. No, he's fantastic. I'm teasing.
He's good, but he's not terrible actor though. Garbage actor. Just saying.
I have a lot more thoughts.
Okay,
leave it.
Keep those reserved.
Edit.
Keep those reserved. All right,
Nick. I got a trivia question for you to close this out.
Oh snap! Okay.
I just watched Brewster's Millions.
Oh okay. Oh.
What's the name of the team that he plays?
See, that's a movie I don't know well. Richard Pryor, right? I don't know that movie all that well, to be honest, because to me, that's not a big sports movie.
He had like Cubs, like Cubs jersey. Like it was,
yeah, I know he wore a Cubs jersey.
He did.
Yeah, but the team, was it?
It was the Hackensack Bulls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would not have got to that. Was
in there. You're hoping for a Brewster's Million.
Yeah. You know it. Because, yeah, that is not like a legit sports movie. Really sports movie to me.
Virtually nothing to do with
baseball. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I would have said like Brewster's Ballers or something like that, guessing it. But, yeah, I don't know that one. Mm-hmm. That's a tough
Hackensack.
One. Hackensack.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
Terrible.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. This did not go the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit surprised. Congrats, Doc.
I did like the category, though.
You did like it?
I did. Yeah, okay. I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I have like another one I have in my head is music in movies. So like,
no,
like
love, fiction, I love
like fictional bands and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I have that one like kind of queued up too. So
really hard.
Just had Scotty perk right up.
I don't know. I don't know how well I would do on that. I know. That sounds really hard.
I'm developing it. It's in development.
Okay. But, yeah.
Well, that's all I got. Andy, take it away.
Yeah.
Finish it off.
All right. Well, thank you again. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brains sharp and your bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.